I think I've been insulted. Not some minor slight, but a full-blown insult. And not over a dinner table or at a closed meeting, no. I've been insulted in a very public forum. But lest you think of doing a quick Google search to pull up my name and see if you can find the incident I'm speaking about, I need to let you know there's no need to do so, for you won't find such an article. Because while I was insulted, I wasn't specifically named. It wasn't as if the perpetrator of this nasty remark began by saying, "Bar that idiot." No, this insult was less direct, more insidious. And though I felt the sting of the comment, I wasn't the only person being insulted. In fact, many good and dedicated individuals were simultaneously degraded in what I believe was a reflection and symptom of some of the problems our nation faces. The insult? It was one of those backhanded insults in which the persons being insulted weren't specifically called out. But by inference, one realizes that indeed, we are less valued. What I'm speaking about is the recent debate that emerged following President Obama's decision to limit executive pay as part of the financial bailout package. The limit? $500,000. Executives were going to be limited to making no more than $500,000 per year. And it was suggested by some following this decision that some of the best and the brightest in the financial industry would not work for such compensation, that it simply was not enough, that individuals with the smarts to run the banks, investment houses, deserve more, require more, demand more. I have to wonder if indeed the best and the brightest minds are running our financial institutions. Why is our nation currently in the mess we're in? But that's not why, and many others were insulted. The unspoken assumptions in the argument that those at such rarefied levels of financial decision-making command such salaries is, one, they are so smart, they deserve it. Two, they have great responsibilities, thus they deserve it even more. And three, that important people only work for money. Not only do I disagree, but such assumptions are insulting to the thousands of smart, dedicated, committed individuals in our nations that have chosen lines of employment that involve risk and responsibility, demand intelligence and skill. As a rabbi, I look around at my colleagues, rabbis, ministers, priests, nuns, individuals who've dedicated themselves to serving in religious institutions in order to improve the lives of those they serve. Clergy didn't go in it for the money, but because they believed in what they were doing. I look at teachers charged with educating our nation's youth, an incredible responsibility, for they are entrusted with our nation's greatest resource. Yet when asked for a raise, one can hear those same folks saying executives aren't being paid enough, saying teachers are paid too much. I think of individuals who've chosen other endeavors like working with the homeless or the hungry, organizing neighborhoods, work that is important but not well paid. And I think of firefighters, police, EMTs, the first responders in our nation who shoulder a great responsibility and upon whom we rely, but whose salaries don't even begin to touch that of an executive who can afford to spend $6,000 on a shower curtain or $30,000 on a toilet. Rather than talking about how much executives need to be paid in order for them to do the jobs, maybe it's time to champion those who work to make a difference and begin to recognize that the value of one's work can't be judged by the size of one's paycheck. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.